In CI News this week, a survey by the extremism watchdog reveals widespread self-censorship on hot-button topics. Trans activists become increasingly vocal in their opposition to measures upholding biological reality. And a record-breaking premature baby celebrates his first birthday. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 1st of August. I'm Jenny Olson. The Commission for Countering Extremism has pledged to protect free speech in its work to combat extremism. It comes after the watchdog's own survey revealed widespread public concern about freedom of expression in Britain. 33% of respondents believed free speech is underprotected, and only 4 in 10 said they could speak freely on transgender issues. Commissioner Robin Simcox defended the fundamental importance of free speech and warned that allowing legitimate concerns to go unaddressed risks opening the door to extremists. As we work to counter extremism, we must ensure we are doing so while not only defending free speech, but promoting it. BBC Children's TV presenter Dr. Ronks Acaria has been criticised for promoting a scheme for so-called trans allies. The presenter, who identifies as queer, transmasculine and non-binary, is behind a campaign for people, including children, to wear yellow Safe With Me badges in schools and offices. The badges indicate they are happy to accompany people who identify as trans into their preferred single-sex toilet. Helen Joyce, director of advocacy at women's rights charity Sex Matters, explained how asking children to approach adult strangers and take responsibility for their safety in toilet facilities puts children at obvious and serious risk. She called it a safeguarding catastrophe. It comes as trans activists grow increasingly vocal following the recent Supreme Court ruling confirming that sex in the Equality Act does refer to biological sex. At London Trans Plus Pride 2025, marchers even carried placards calling for trans activists to be armed. And in Northern Ireland, Belfast Pride used its annual march to protest against the province's ban on puberty-blocking drugs for gender-confused children. Marchers included Scouts NI, which encouraged children and leaders to support the protest. Policy Officer James Kennedy expressed profound concern over the children's organisation choosing to participate in an overtly political rally. A Labour MP has called on the government to empower councils to halt the rapid spread of betting shops. Don Butler, whose Brent East constituency already has more than 100 gambling premises, is campaigning to prevent companies targeting the high streets of less affluent communities. The Gambling Act 2005, under what is known as the Aim to Permit Clause, currently restricts the ability of local authorities to reject applications for new gambling venues. But the MP described the impact of gambling-related harm on society as a public health crisis and called for an end to planning laws that allow gambling companies to prey on vulnerable and deprived communities. In a campaign post on Instagram, she asks, "Why are there barely any betting shops in Canary Wharf, but rows of them in places like Bethnal Green? It's not by accident. Aim to Permit makes it easy for betting companies to target less wealthy areas. It's time to end it." And finally, the world's youngest premature baby is now a thriving one-year-old. Nash Keane was born at 21 weeks, one day earlier than the previous Guinness World Record holder for most premature baby. He weighed just 10 ounces and spent his first 6 months in the neonatal intensive care unit at Stead Family Children's Hospital, Iowa, but is now home. His parents Molly and Randall shared his story.
So Nash was in the NICU for 182 days. He had been through 4 surgeries in that time at just 3 weeks old, which was insane to me that a surgeon would want to do surgery on something that tiny. He's been through a lot, but Nash is the kind of kid that just is so chill. Like, if I could explain Nash during the NICU journey, it would be him with his hands behind his head, just like sitting there like, what's next? The whole experience has taught me that, like, the true meaning of strength and resilience. These tiny babies are so strong and so resilient, but so are we. Like, you don't realize how strong you are until you're in a situation like that.
to explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching and have a blessed weekend.